Okay. Tanya Rabbanon. So we just had that basically a light, an air of a goy is no good because it's not Shavas Minu Aveira. Because the goy lit it on Shabbos. It's an interesting thing, it's really not an Aveira, he didn't do an Aveira. The way the Mishnah Berurah puts it, it's, had it been a Yid, it would have been an Aveira. So that's what we call Lo Shavas Machmos Malchum. Tanya Rabbanon. Nochi shehidlik mi Yisroel. In other words, a Yid lit a fire, and a goy lit from it, what we call Omud Sheni. Yisroel shehidlik mi Nochri.
That's the Yisroel that lit on Shabbos?
No. Not the Yisroel, no, bad. He had on Shabbos, bad, or he lit it after Shabbos, whatever. Shehidlik mi Nochri, which was a Shabbos, so that was a good candle. Mivorchen Olof. Nochri mi Nochri, ain't Mivorchen Olof. Oh, is the Gemara? Why is Nochri Minochri? Why is Nochri Minochri no good? Deloy, Mishum Deloy Shavas, right? Because the nail is Loshavas. We said a goyish nail is called not Shavas. No, Yehoch Yisro Minochri Nami Loshavas. It's the same thing. I mean, the Yisrael is coming off of a Nochri. That nail was a nail Shavas because it started as a goyish nail. So what's the difference? Oh, Chitaymo. It's an interesting thing. Hach isuro ozale veho achrinahu ubiyoda di yisro komusial. Meaning, when you have yisro min nochri, you had a goy had a light, a flame that was lit on Shabbos. Now, motzi Shabbos a yid made an omud sheni. I mean, he took over the fight and he's holding the fight. So our problem was that's basically a goyish fight. It's what do you call it? It's neshal shavas. So you'll tell me like this? No. When you look at flame, shalheves, the shalheves, that shalheves that was is no more. This is a new shalheves. There's a fire, it keeps on changing. That flame is gone. This is a new flame. So the flame that the Yid is now holding is not that flame that the Goy had. This is a flame that came about now after Shabbos. You'll tell me that way, right? As Rashi puts it, Mitosha shall have his dolekis for holechas kamo kamo poruchle. The Gemara looks at it and it's the flame that's here now is not the flame that was there a few seconds ago. That flame is gone, it's a new flame.
Oh, because it's a different candle, right?
No, see, no in a second. Not really. Hold on a second. Now, the truth is, if this was true, the Gemara could have asked right away, said, what's wrong with Nochri Minochri? Nochri Minochri should be good because that's a new thing. Well, could have asked today, Nochanami. Why is it a better kasha, really? Tosa says, Elo, hodisanya, moitzi shalheves l'shusarabim chayiv. A person takes out a shalheves on Shabbos from Rishusayok to Sarab. It's a funny case of one Bates. It means he's got a piece of cheres, smears it up with, trying to get a case where you just take out the flame like. He has a piece of cheres, he smears it up with oil, and he lights it, and he carries that out. So, else the cheres is not chayiv for itso, because it's less beshur, it's nothing. So, we're dealing only with carrying the shalheves. And over it says, yichayiv. Now, so Gemara say, if what you say is true, that means the shalheves is constantly, a good word for it, for the physics of it, it's understanding that a flame is kaseda changing. What's here now is not what was here a second ago. Then the Gemara says you can never be chayiv for Shabbos. Because what you took out of the Shayochin is not what you have now in the Shorabim. So what you made on Shabbos, you need to make an Akira in the Shayochin. We'll soon come to it in Shabbos in 2 weeks. You have to make an Akira in Shayochin and not in Shorabim. Here, you didn't make what you were Oiker, you weren't Maniach. What you were Maniach, you weren't Oiker. It's an interesting thing. You picked up something, it transformed it to something else. Now you put down to something else. So what you picked up is not what you put down. What you put down is not what you picked up. Amai chayiv. Mashe okar lo hiniach. Mashe hiniach lo yokar. So that can't be. That's what you're saying, that the flame that was is no more, and what's now is a new flame, is not. That's not true. Elo says the Gemara, li oilam di surinami ise. The original flame is there, but there's new flame. That's how the Gemara looks at it. As it continues to fly, what do you call it, to burn, there's new fire there in the old chain. When a Yisroel lights from a goy, so what he's holding now, his torch, has that goyish fire in it, but it also has a tosefes of heter, because that new fire that came about after Shabbos. So when Yisrael lights Minochri, what you're saying the bracha on is that. Now again, we got a kasha. So now Nochri Minochri should also be good. A goy lit from another goy. So Vaita, the first goy is a national Shabbos. But this goy who lit from him, this is a new flame. It's the old flame plus a new flame. And that's the Sefer Shel Heter. That's like a fire was lit Motzei Shabbos. A fire lit by Motzei Shabbos by goy is no problem. Ihochi Nochri Minochri Nami. It's, so you have the Tosefes that Tera. Zog the Gemara, Enoch and Nami. Bemis, it should be good. And what's a Gzeira? Mishum Nochri Rishon v'Omud Rishon. The problem, the only problematic case really will be a Goyish fire, Omud Rishon, meaning that you got to immediately after Shabbos. Because even if a Goy lit from a Goy is also is good, because there's Tosefes to Heter. Even if the Goy himself held his flame a couple seconds after Shabbos of Isaac, that's the Tosefes Heter. Because even, you don't have to make the transfer. The fire is considered moving on. So, the only problem is, if you get to a Goyish fire right after Shabbos, and Goy mi Goy is also utter that.
What's Omud Rishon mean?
Omud Rishon means the first, Mamish, the first firing. Mamish, the beginning. That's the problem. Take a look at Rashi there. Ishayis ben Nochri shehidlik min Nochri mishachashecho osi levruchi ben Nochri shehidlik mibod yoyim uboiso aratz mishaloni toisa mishachashecho gonshi mevorich olof somach lechashecho miyad. That will really be the only case. It's the truth is tight in the some have the gears like a double, it's like a double gzeir. It's really goy mi goy to the first goy, and the first goy is also gzeirah or to the first goy we get in the second day after Shabbos. And Tosi wants to know, why isn't that Gzeira? Gzeira, because it's all one Gzeira. Basically, if there's no Yid involved, it's pure Goyim, we're always afraid of the basic case, which is the Goy who lit it on Shabbos, and you got to it immediately after Shabbos. But that's really the only case that's a problem.
I understood the Gemara means to say, Amidrishim means that you didn't add an additional source of fuel to the fire.
You could, that's not how they learn it, though.
That's not
how the first time. No, not that. Nobody, no. Because it makes sense. No, sure, Rashi. He says, only miyad ha-chashaych. Somach ha-chashaych miyad. The problem is only if you get to the goy immediately after ha-chashaych. If it burns for a half a minute, it's already a new fire. Makes sense. What if you transfer? You don't transfer. I mean, the fire itself, somehow the Gemara understood that the flame is...
Okay, you're right.
Ho yimahalich chutz lekrach. He's walking outside of a city. Ve'ro'or, he saw fire. He doesn't know it's a goyish fire, it's a yiddish fire. Im roiv nochrim ena mevorech. The roiv says it's a goyish fire. Im roiv yisroel mevorech. Ofred gemoch haguf akasha. Amrit, im roiv nochrim, if it's roiv nochrim, he can't make the brocha. Ho mechtzal mechtzal mevorech. He had a dig from the ratio, it's 50-50. You do make the brocha. Ve'ho detoni, im roiv yisroel mevorech, ho mechtzal mechtzal, ena mevorech. It was a standard kasha. You have the minei obey. What do you do with the middle ground? Zog digmar bedin hu da filu mechzo mechzanami. For the truth is that it said he go with the diakar reisha. Rov goyim, he can't make the broch. 50-50 is good. Why did the sefer say rov yisroel? Why did the ton of reisha rov nochim ton of sefer rov yisroel? But in point of fact, if it's 50-50, you can make the broch. This is not an easy thing. I mean, everybody's quite busy here. If it's 50-50, lechutz asofik. It's something broch is lahog. You shouldn't be able to make the broch. It's not a poshita thing. I mean, if you have rov yisroel, you can assume it's still yisroel. If it's 50-50, then it should be something broch is lahog clear. Is many achrenim what they claim is interesting thing. What they're saying here is 50-50 means the city is 50-50 yidn or goyim. But in the goyim, there are fires that are good also. Nochri shehidlik mi yisroel. Or even Nochri mi Nochri, which is basically good me'ikar ad-din. But even Nochri mi Yisroel, which is afanem, is good. So even if you have 50-50 population, you still have a rov that the fires are good. Because among the goyish fires, there are a couple that are good. Okay. Tan Rabbona. Hoyimahalich chutz l'krach, v'ruat tinek v'avuka biyodo. There's a kid walking with a torch. Boydechach rov. No, im Yisroel u'mevorech, im Nochri u'mevorech. What's up with that? A kid? Anybody? My year, you tinek, I feel godl nami. We're talking right after Shabbos. Godel mukha milsa davalei nochrihu. If it's a godel, it's you can assume it's a goy. The Rosh says the chiddush is even if it's roiv yisrael in this place, you can assume somebody's walking around a fire a second after Shabbos and it can yid. A kid is a different story. Tinek emi yisrael got a hold of it, but an adult wouldn't be walking around with a flame 1 second after Shabbos. So the Rosh, the chiddush is even though it's roiv yisrael, you can't use it. It's a big light. You have to be careful because Pia Kivshin itself, we're going to say in a minute, is no good. It doesn't mean it is a Pia Kivshin. It means it's that size of a fire. It's a serious fire. Because if it has, we can assume, learn, this is the halacha we're coming to now, that in order to make a brocha on Motzei Shabbos, the fire has to be made le'oira. It has to be made to be a source of light. So if it's that size, you can assume it was made for light. Tony Chod, the Orshel Kivshin, the fire of a Kivshin, what's a furnace where they would make what? Yeah, it's where they make bricks, that kind of stuff, you know, not when you cook food.
It's a lime kiln.
Yeah, yeah, sorry for my vonim, right, lime kiln. So one Bryce said, you can make broch olav. Tanya, iduch ein mevorchanov. Loi kash ho betchila olav sof. When you first start firing that thing, for srefa savonim, that fire was not made to be light. It's not lahoyer. It's made to burn bricks, to melt down whatever's going on with it. At the end, Rashi says, they used to make a light on the kivshin to finish up the srefa savonim, and they would use it for light. Okay. Tony chora or shal tanur, v'shal kirayim, mevorchim olav, tanit ein mevorchim olav. Lo kash ho betchila olav sof. Same business. The first fire that's lit in the oven is lit to bake the bread. That's not a fire that was made lahoyer. But l'soif, Rashi says they put kismin little twigs there, and that was used for light. Okay, Tony Chodo, or shall beis haKnesset shall beis haMedrash. Lights in a shul mevorchim olav. You can make a bracha. Tani yidachem mevorchim olav. Lokasha hodi ikodam choshev. What a like odam choshev. So the Rashi learns is if there's an odam choshev, then we assume the light was not for light purposes. It was lekover the odam choshev. So you can't make a brocha. If there's no one in Chosh, if there's lights and storm, it's there for reading purposes, for light. So, Iboy Yisei Mahova Odi Ika Adam Choshuv. So, L'chura, you have to assume it's L'kovet, not L'hoyer. But Loi Kasha. Odi Kachazna, Odi L'kachazna. Here, the storm where Shamas lives in the shul. If the Shamas lives in the shul, then it's true there's an Adam Choshuv, so it was for him too. But L'maisa, it must be made, even for Oire too, so that the Chazan should be able to eat. If there's moonlight, meaning there's enough light there for the chazan to eat from the light of the moon, so then we're back, then you don't have to assume that the light was made to help him see. And there's another choshev, then we assume the light was covered in another choshev.
Light? I guess it didn't have siddurim back then, so I guess it was no purpose.
I guess. So Rabban, who Yoshev Beis HaMedrash, if you or there were people sitting, when I have you all with name Friday night, we'll make the brocha. Very interesting gemara. Beshami am kol echarech morach latzma. Everyone makes his own bari meresh. Beshilal omrim echem vorg lekula. One bench is for all. Beshum shenem barovam hadas melech halav la mailo. To be mitzi the rabbim barovam hadas melech. Zog the gemara bishlo beshilal mefarsh time. And beshami my time because what's beshami's for? Because sabim ne bittel beis hamedrash bittel teiri. Because if he makes the brocha. We all have to stop learning to answer and hear, so we have to stop learning. Somebody say, get about it. So what should you do? Everybody should make the brocha. So the same little Torah. Everybody has to stop to make the brocha. What's the difference? Same little Torah. When you stop to listen to that guy, you not only have to stop for the brocha, you have to stop to say, Amen. That's the Bisham is Kveda. He's worried about the Torah to say the word Amen. They wouldn't say gesundheit. You see, he's right. For one word, they were concerned. Reb Kvega brings here the famous chazal with sneezing, why we say gesundheit. It's a pigger blazer. People used to die. There was no sickness. People would just be walking along, sneeze and die. That's how it was. Avraham Avinu, until Yaakov Avinu was bevakish rachmim, that people should get sick. People should be able to say goodbye to their parents, you know, or parents can say to the children. So Mela, now when somebody sneezes, we say, Gesundheit, Labriot, something like that, meaning because this would used to be Misa, and now it turned into Chaim. That's what I... What? Sisa, whatever, okay. There's in Marpe. Okay. Ein mevach lola nevel apsom shel mesa. My time near the covered who davida. Apparently, you said take out the mess with a nair. That's the covered mess. It wasn't made lechoyer. Besom in lavuri reichu who davida. In other words, when we want to make bar mitzvahim on the reich, that's a reich that was made for the positive idea of smelling it, not as a deodorant. This was to take away the bad smell of the mess. That's not called the reich. No, lechoyer not. Unless you spritz it to smell it. That's me. You know, you spritz it, but not if you want to smell it. Yeah. Omer b'Rav Marav. Kol shemutziyin lefonov b'yoyim u'balaylo. If it's as a mess that even when they take him out by day they use a candle, so you see that's not a candle for light, that's a candle used for the cover of the mess. In Meili, you don't make a broch on it. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says here, most of Rashi, of course. Kol mess yuchoshiv lahotzi lefonov ner b'yoyim. It's made lekoved and not lahoyer. How do you know that? Because you see they take him out by day. But anyway, most of Rabbi Yonah says it's made for both. You take him out by day with a light. So you see you do it lekoved. Now you're doing it at night, so it's for both purposes. And if it's for both purposes, you cannot make a broch. Biraloch is medayik from this Rashi. Maybe it's both. You can trip, break your neck. It's covered also because you would have done it by day too. What? I'm not talking about nana. We're not talking about nana. We're talking, was the light made lahoyer or not? It's computer. You would say a night. It's both. I mean, what she says. The Rabbeinu Yonah says you can't. Correct. That's a bialochus diuk. He found this Rashi. He's vadayik from this Rashi. He makes a machloikus. You know, Rabbeinu Yonah. Most Rishonim state before instead of it's both. That's the pashas of the Gemara. Rashi has to learn that at night it's only the covered, not the hoyer. It's a strange thing.
Rashi said before, right?
Yeah, that's what my title. He brings it from this Rashi. Because Rashi goes out of his way to say, v'loy lahoyer. He makes a machlok z'rishayim. It means Allah, he doesn't know what to do there. Because many Rishayim say, b'feirish, you can't make it. And Rashi, he claims, says you can. Omer Afuna, psomim shel beis hakiseh. Again, that's a deodorant type thing. Shemen o'osi lahavir zazu amor. Ain mevorchim olav. Lememer the kol heichad alav lereich avida lo mevorchim olav. That's what you're telling me. It's not lereich. You don't make a bracha. Meisvei. Anichel slachanusa shel boisem veheriach riach reich avila yosha shem kol ayim kulo ain mevorchim olapam echad. It's no hefsek. Nichnas viyotza nichnas viyotza mevorchim olapam upam. Vehalechad alav lereich hu davido. That's not made lereich. I mean, that's a perfume store. What you're going to do with it? It's not made lehoriach. So more, it is ain lereich nami to avida. Because the store guy wants you to smell it and buy it. He is interested in people smelling it. And that's called lahoriach. I'm sorry. Ein lareicha nami hu davido. Ki heicha de nirchu inche neshitzol v'nesu v'nizbe minay. Torah rabban hoi malich hutz lekrach v'yriach reyach imroi v'akum ein amavorech. Imroi v'yisrael mavorech. They would make shofar. In fact, the mortal kula shofar mekatron. So when have like miyuta lek shofar, who miyuta nami legamer sakelin. There's a few who do it lek shofar. You're talking about a 50-50. What are we talking about over there? Rov Yisrael. But some of the Yisrael do it lek shofar. Some do legamer sakelin. Legamer sakelin used to want to put a reyach into the clothing. They should cap the smell. It's also not real. Or that somehow finished up the kale, or whatever. Ishtakachru, but the lav l'reich of it, because you have this meat. I mean, you have some goyim too. So the rove piles up the other way now. Chru, but lav l'reich of it, lo mevorich. Yeah. Because I guess. It's interesting. It's interesting. I'm a pchi by Rabban Bir Hamhali Barvi Shabosis Betveria. You don't make a brocha. Because in those places, Epson Tveria, there used to be Megamer de Kalim Erev Shabbos, and in Tzipori, there used to be Megamer de Kalim Motze Shabbos. Both are doing it, Lekovet Shabbos, Rishayim explained. They were doing it that the thing should be nice for Shabbos. They were doing it like we have Psalmim, to show the sadness that Shabbos was leaving. Said before, and it's a boy, this is all he had yesterday. In mevorchem al aner ad sheyosu till you have hano. Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav lo yeyosu yosu mamish. Doesn't mean you have to have hano. El koshi ilu omid bikorov u'mishtamish loy rafil berochim richemokim. If you would be close, you could be nene, that even if you're far, you're not nene, you make the bracha. We don't hold that the way. We'll see. He holds even if you're far, you can't have hano. But if it's hanoable, meaning somebody would be close to it, he could have hano from the light, then that's good enough. Now, even if you're far from the light, and you are not nene, you can't be nene, you can be mevorich. I have to see the light. V'chein omer avashi berichuk mokim shonin. Meis.
What is that, size of the flame? What is that?
Yeah. Meis. Hois lo ne'er t'munu b'cheiko, sitting under his jacket, or b'panos, in a lantern of some sort. O sh'rosh shall have es, lo nishtamish le'ayra. He saw the flame, but he wasn't nishtamish, he couldn't be nishtamish, let's say. O nishtamish lo'ayra lo'a shall have es. Eino mevorech, ad sh'yirish shall have es, v'yishtamish lo'ayra. You need both. You have to see the flame, and you have to have nishtamish lo'ayra. So now, here you have it right here. It's your problem right here. Bishlo nishtamish lo'ayra v'lo'ayra shall have es. There I understand the case. I have the light, I have use of the light, but I don't see the flame. Mashkachlo the kaimi karen zovis. It's around the corner. You have a flame over here, it's throwing light, I'm here. I have the light, but I don't see the flame. That's simple. Elo rosh al heves v'lo nishtamish lo oira heichem mashkachlo. What's the case? I see the flame, but I can't have anor from the light. What's the case? Lav de merachko. That would be the simple case. I see the flame, but it's far enough away that I can't enjoy the light. So you see, you can't make the bracha. They come and saying that if someone standing close can be nene, then even if I'm far, as long as I can see the light, it's okay. The chush state here, that if you can't be nene, which if I see the flame and I can't be nene, it means I'm standing far away. I can't be nene. I can't be mevorek. So Gemara, which at the end of the day is true, that's how we hold at the end of the day. Gemara says, no, look, you're going to Am Yevazel. Your case. It's not that I'm far. The fire is going out. It's like a shvacha flame. So I can't be nene from it. Tana Rabbanan. Gecholim loy chashois. How do you say? Burning coals, I guess.
Glowing
coals. Mevorchim aleihem. Oy memois. What do they got for oy memois? They're going out.
Dimming
coals. Ein mevorchim aleihem. Again, all the Rishonim point out. This is a question if there's fire here or not. In other words, if Gecholim Loichashah, we'll see how do you find out. If it's Gecholim Loichashah, that's called Sa'esh, a fire. If it's Sa'esh, it's not a fire. Yeah, but we just had a whole shmooze over here that you need Lehoi. You could have the biggest fire in the world. If it wasn't made Lehoi here, it's no good. All the Rishonim point out here, and we're talking Gecholim Loichashah, Gecholim Loichashah, where you made it for light. I don't know. He said, yeah, you probably stuck or something. I don't know. You don't have candles, all right? So yeah, that was the best you could do. But Enochan Ami, Echman.
Because also maybe the coals are not the secondary source of the light. It's not the flame.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's what it says here. That if it's loy chashos, we'll soon see what's called loy chashos. That's called fire. I mean, obviously, both of these. Yeah, okay, let's 1 second. Hey, chadami loy chashos. What's called, what's this cutoff point? Loy chashos. Omer Rav Chisdo. If you can stick in there like a toothpick and it'll catch, that's called loichashos. That's called a fire. So if it is lahoyer, you can make the bari maresh on it. Okay, oimos is that shvach. I mean, by the very end, it probably can't. The next barbecue, we'll make an experiment.
I do a fire overnight, and I could still in the morning start up again by putting some twigs back on it.
Okay,
coals
that's still cool.
Sitting overnight, well, they won't produce.
That's still cool. Look, it says if you put in a twig, and it'll catch.
I mean, it's not producing any light for
me. If it's no light, there's no light. There's nothing to talk about. I mean, I'm talking about getting a broch on. You have to have yoisu. It's not going to be better than that. I mean. Meantime, a side point, the boiler was the word oimemois with an aleph, was the word oimemois with an ayin. Toshma, dom rav chiz, dom rav dimi, aposuk, arozim lo imemu, began alikim. Okay, it's with an ayin. Oh, that was the first mahala. That's amrabi dom rav. So that basically means that for bari mareish, you can have a guy making avdola all the way over there in a corner of the shul, and you're standing over here, you can make bari mareish. Well, you see the flame. you know, you can't have anything from it. But halal, since the guy standing next to it can have from it, I can do it too. That's the first system. Rabbi Marav. Rav Oman, no. Ye'oisu mamish. You have to be close enough to taka binene from the light, says Rashi. I mean, besom. Vikamo. How close do you have to be? Omar ulo kideshi yaker ben isalapundin. You should be able to see the difference in a nickel and a quarter, let's say, something like that.
Do you have to shut off taka? Is that the end? To shut off the light? So if I shut it off, then I can see the light itself and not like the actual light.
Well, that wouldn't be the problem, because if you can't see it, it doesn't matter. I mean, the problem why people are makbid, that I got a makbid on it, is that to make it lahoyer. The question is, that's what some are concerned with. When you have a room like this with all these lights and you light a candle, that's lahoyer. You're being not moist. There's no problem with me. I log it's Friday night, but there's a little bit better. Here, it's not easy to say that the candle's lahoyer when you're standing in a room like this, which is bright. What is the candle doing for you? So people, I personally am makbid, but I shut the lights. So that now the candle's lahoyer. Okay, you stand right next to the light. You see your fingernails. That's what they say. That's where the meaning of the finger. Chutz the Kabbalah Shabbat with the fingernails. The Rishonim say that's where it comes from. If you can see the difference between your nail and your finger, that's more or less what's going on. That's what the Rishonim say. Then they come in with Kabbalah the Kazakh with the nails. But you know, this way. I'm saying that's his. That wouldn't be a problem. Is it lahoyer? Was that candle lit to give light? That's the what's out there dawning. No, but because did you light the candle? Is the purpose of the candle lahoyer? The purpose of the candle, you should make burning praise for Avdolah. It was worth Avdolah, so that's that is that enough? Okay, that's a chumra. Chizkiah says even closer. And then it says, meaning it's Eastern opinion is like a quarter and a nickel, something like a dollar and a nickel. Here talking about two nickels. But in this Medina, the nickel is a little bit different than that Medina. It's a little bit closer, they understand. What? What was it? Ula? Who's Ula? How do we get to Ula here? Oh, I don't know. I plead total ignorance. Could be. Reb Yehuda mevorech ad be'ad dailo. Reb Yehuda made the brocha on a flame in his next door neighbor's house. Rashi says it was far, because Reb Yehuda let shitos. Reb Yehuda on top holds, you don't have to be close. Could be in the next house. If he in his house could be nene, then I come in. He's the first sheet in berichuk mokum. It's the erech chiddush in the next house. Rav mevorech. Now Rav is the one that says you have to be close. Apparently they were very close neighbors, Rashi says. So much lebeisa hoya. Rav letaime. Okay. Abayim mevorech adabei rababu. What he held, I don't know. Omer b'yudah marav. Ein mechazen ala or, k'desh mechazen ala mitzvahs. Which is true of state shulchan or. It's an interesting thing. If I go to make havdol and I don't have a candle, I make havdol. I don't have to go run around. I'll get it later. I don't have to go run after it. And the Rishonim say, because it's, Rishonim put, it's only a zeicha, that the candle at night is a zeicha that the fire was made at night. It's at the end of the world. So you have it, you have it. You don't, you don't. Omrab Zeira, Mereish, at the beginning, have a Madarna. I used to go run after a light. Came in the Shamana, Lohoder, Bira Marav. Now that I heard that Bira Marav said that, Ein Mechazen Alor, Gdash Chazla Mitzvahs. If I have it when I'm ready to make Avdolah, I make it. Okay. Motzei Shabbos. No, that can't go. No. Motzei Shabbos. Okay, right. The Mishnah have a machloig, very important. Machloig is Beisham and Beisilil. If you forgot to bench, Bimakoimai. If Beisham said you got to go back and bench, and Beisilil said you bench where you remembered. Very interesting piece of Gemara. Omer Azvid, Vitemer Avdimi Barabba, Machloik is Bishashochach. Well, you forgot. I will be amazed that you purposely left and planted the bench on the way into the city on the bus. The Machloik is at the Mishnah, Bishochach Levorech. Amazed not. Now, And he wants to get it. That's what it says in the Mishnah. What do you tell him? That's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Mishoch v'shochach. Frag the Gemara. Excuse me. Pshita v'shochach tan. Yeah. As the Gemara often says, I would have learned the Mishnah as shochach omezit. The Mishnah saying shochach to tell me the chiddush of Beishamai. That Beishamai goes so far to say that even by shochach, you got to go back. But maybe Beisil said it even by mezit, so he's clarifying for us. No. The machloikis is only by shochach. Mao the same who had feel of amazed. Meaning Basil said even amazed you don't have to go back. I think Tony Vishokal the Akkur and the Bishami that they were so extreme that even Bishokha he gotta go back, Kamashwa. Tanya, Omulan Basil Bishamai, Lidiv Recha. According to you, Mishokha Barosh Abira, somebody ate on top of a Khmesa beer, what do you call it? A palace, some big Mendy, what's a beer? Who?
Mansion.
Very good. Vishokach Viorad Vilobir, Yazl Rosh Abira gonna be Matriachim to go back. If he left his wallet, Barosh Abira, he's not going to go back and get his wallet. I mean, it was a big deal. Okay. Hano Trey Talmid is a very famous Gemara. Very interesting story. Chad Ovid Bishoygek Beisilah. He was Bishoygek. Right? I'm sorry, Beishame. I'm sorry. Now, Beisilah says he could stay where he is. He did like a Beishame and went back to bench. He was rewarded on the spot. Va'ashkach arnika d'davo. He found a wallet with gold. The pot of gold he found. Look, the Rosh, because Beshamai Taka said, Mishashokach arnike. That was his lotion. So Taka found the wallet. Okay. Chad ovid b'mezit ki beisilil. Now you have to be careful here. He was b'mezit. No, beisil didn't b'mezit. Says you have to go back also. There is no beisil b'mezit. It means he did b'mezit what beisil said to do b'shokach. Meaning he stayed in his place b'mezit. He got his reward quickly also. V'achle ayeh. A lion ate him up. So not a shiloh with a lion should bench. But they both got their rewards quickly. Now, this is a very interesting thing over here. All the Rishonim are busy here. The first one was Machmir like Beishamai, correct? Correct. He was rewarded for it. We learned on Daf Yud that Rabbi Gamliel was Machmir like Beishamai and he was Mata Bekrishma. He says, Masak in his life for that. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. Sikanti is Nafshi. What? Oh, those are the Rishonim. There, Beis Hillel says you can be mate, but Beis Hillel never said that you should change position. So, a person who was sitting or standing and was mate is going out of his way to do like Beis Shammai. That you shouldn't do. Here, all the Rishonim say Beis Hillel agrees it's better to go back. He just holds you don't have to go back. Beis Hillel himself holds it's a good thing to go back. So, you're not doing anything wrong here. Now, there becomes a very interesting problem over here. There are many Rishonim, Geonim, who in this Machlokes, yesterday, who paskin like Beishamai in this Shaila. And they say this is the Raya, because this Talmud did like Beishamai and got his reward. Rabbi Yehuda says, no Raya like you paskin Beishamai. It's just because even in Beis Hillel, it's better to do that way. But the serious people today in Shulchan Aruch, Geonim, Rabbi Amram, Rabbi Shul ben Chofni, and Tosfos seems to paskin like Beishamai in this Machlokes. Even though you had a Gemara yesterday, Tosfos Beis Hillel, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara said yesterday, less Hilchas, where is it? Bekula Shmaitze, Hilchaske Beis Hillel, Bekula Pirkan Alchaske Beis Hillel. But they said that it can go out of that rule because it's obvious you should paskin like Beishamai. Because the guy got his golden pot of gold, so obviously paskin like Beishamai. Okay, it's brought 2 days to Shulchan Aruch here. Okay, but everybody agrees that even Beis Hillel, it's better to go back. Meshupach, whatever you want to call it. Next, Rabbi Babachon Ava Koozel B'Shayiros. He was going with a Shire. Ochel Vishlev Labrich. He didn't bench. Omar Heichi Avid. What should I do? You know, what's he going to say? What's he going to tell to the camel driver? I forgot the bench. I want to go back. What's he going to say to the camel driver? He's frumay and nuts. I'm not stopping to let you go back to bench. E Aminalu and Shoylev. I forgot the bench. I'm really they're going to tell me. Brich Bach Mixel Ben here. Brich Och, a bench here. Kol Hecha de Mavachas, Rachmana Mavachas. What are you worried about? Hashem is all over? No, that's what my kids taught me. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Okay, so bench here. What do you have to go back for? He's smart. I'm going to tell them that. Mutiv better da Amina Luhu. I'll tell them, and sure Yena did I have a. I left the golden Yena back there. Oma, so that's what he's. Oma Luhu, anterly, wait for me. The Anshoye Yoyne de Dahava that I left I left a gold in the birds, a valuable thing, obviously. Hoder, he went back, Ozel, Uborich, and Takashkech, Yenid de Havo. He Taka found the Yenid de Havo. Gotta try that next time. Okay. I don't know. What happened to the lying here? I don't know. Oh, my should the yoin? What's up, don't get the yoin? You know what I mean? He could have said a hippopotamus, he would have come out with more money, you know what I mean? Talk about the famous thing, the Mesilik Nesiola yoin. He calls also Nimshal to a yoin, the Siv, can for yoin, Nechba Bakesa, Vosebi Rakhoru. It's my yoin, Ena Nitzelas, Elabik Nofer. Rashi says she's saved by her wings. Interesting, Rashi says, what does it mean she's saved by her wings? When she gets in trouble, either she flies away. Well, she taka hits with her wings. Rashi complains that a yoin, as opposed to other birds, most birds, when they fight, will hit with their beaks or their noses. A yoin hits with her wings. I don't know. After you saw in its own album, mitzvahs. Ademus, how long do you bench after eating? Kama, she or equal? Omri, be'er kozman, she ain't no roiv. She said, we paskin. And practically, we go to 72 minutes, whatever it is. But kozman, you're not hungry. V'resh lo'ki shoma, kozman, she yitzma machzichilot. That's less of a shia. You're still thirsty from eating. That's less of a shear than you're not hungry. He said, Dalan Milim, 72 minutes, what we call. So, Shiloh, which is which? Rashi claims that 72 minutes is more than Yitzmo. So, when you eat a lot at 72 minutes, you eat a little, it's Yitzmo. Taisa, the Mishnah says, not true. They claim Yitzmo practically is more than 72 minutes. I don't know, I got no facts here. The Mesmi on Rashi, that 72 minutes is Zicha less than Yitzmo, so it's the other way around. Okay, hard to know. Yeah, so Achila Meruba is Yitzmo, and Achila Muetis is 72.
Why do we hold the release of all the shurim and milk, the 18 minutes, 4.4 milk?
A lot longer, that's how they go, yeah. 72 minutes. That's being made, called Machman. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a big shayla in the Bnei Halacha say, where did 72 minutes come from? That's in Rav Yochanan, Rav Pasach, Rav Yochanan. So I can't say it's a good post. Bnei Halacha, very good Bnei Halacha. Where in the world 72 minutes come from? Rav Yochanan never said anything about 72 minutes. That's Rav Yochanan, Rav Pasach, Rav Yochanan. We pass in Shulchan Aruch until you're hungry. And the poskim say, go measure that. First of all, it's impossible to measure that, because that's only if you fill yourself up. What if you eat a little bit? Say, I'm hungry right away. That can't be the measure. So the rule of thumb, they say, yeah, 72 minutes you can assume is okay. Just where that 72 minutes come from. What? I'm saying, but where 72 minutes come from?
4 mil times.
And yeah, but the Shlokish said that. We passed like Rabbi Yochanan. That's a Bia Loch. Rabbi Yochanan never said anything about that. He said hungry. How you figure it out's a problem. He figures it out. Okay. Okay. Bolohem Yayin. Now, that's what we're talking about. We're going to end the mission. Tzuchule, that if you hear a brocha from a Yid, even if you don't hear the whole brocha, Rashi claims only hear the end of the brocha, you can make omein. A kusi, you can't, because who knows what he said at the beginning over there. Lememr the Yisrael. The Gemara thought, you're being yoytze with the brocha. So what's going on in here? You didn't hear the whole brocha? You can't be yoytze with the brocha, you didn't hear the whole brocha. Lememr the Yisrael, avgav lo shom akul a brocha. Oine. V'chi lo shom hechi nofik, v'machi bara b'shalo ochalim. I don't know where he ate. He's not being yoytze with the brocha. He's not saying omein to a brocha that someone else says. Okay. If someone offers you the bench, grab it. Now here's an interesting thing, because don't forget the bench there was much to the other people. So the other people said Omein. So you're telling me to bench is more than Omein. We have a rule that God loyna Omein, because he finished, it's bigger. If I can't let him bench, let me say Omein. That omen is bigger. Teda shei gulyar in your demu mezgaru mechomer. The foot soldiers, the not such strong shoulders, they start the mechomer. Giborim your demu mnas. Then come the heavy guys and they finish it off. So you see, the end is the carries the wallop. So omen is the end. Tanoim zok samachlogis tanoim. The sign yechad amavorich yechad oin omen b'mashmin apostolik in Ezra there. El she memarin lemvor yesmin oin omen. He gets his chav first. Samachlogis with a god omen a god lamavorich. We got a rush. I'm sorry. Boy, Minei, Shmuel Merav. Malana Somin Achat Tenekin Shol Beis Rabba. Do you say Omen? Someone just asked me this today on a bracha said by Tenekin Shol Beis practicing their bracha. Zog the Gemara Lei Achar Hakol Loin and Omen Chutz Mi Tenekin Shol Beis Rabba. Whole Islam and I said not saying a bracha Hashem bracha. They're practicing the words. You don't say Omen on that. Vahani Mili Belo Idnim Iftarayu. Vidim Iftarayu Oinen. Now Idnim Iftarayu and many have different pshatim. Many shayim means that when they're pattering themselves. Many when a kid is saying a bracha, not to learn, he's taka saying his bracha. Then it's chinuch. Then you do say Omen. When he's in school saying Omer Bracha Torah, practicing how to say it is one thing. Then you don't say Omer. When the kid is making the bracha, Bari Priyag Gofen, that's a real bracha. Even though he's a kid, since he's Gil Achinuch, that's enough to say Omer. Rashi learns him after Emiloshon Haftorah, because Ketanim used to be Oilot Haftorah. So again, whenever a kid is making a bracha for a right purpose, you do make a bracha. I mean, you do say Omer. It's when they're prazering and they're practicing the same bracha, don't get Bari Priyag Gofen, just to learn how to say the words, then you don't say Omer. Torah Bon Shem and Makiv is a bracha. They used to have a minute. You learned in the case of Nevorchim, they would wipe, clean their hands with shemen at the end. Anyone who does it, he can't make the brothel till he gets it. Can't bench. Reb Ziloy, Reb Zivoy, ain't a makiv. Reb Achom, shemen toiv makiv. Smelling, Reb Zumi, omek shem shem zum posel avoida. Yodaim zomus tools a brothel. He can't make a brothel with dirty hands. And they who were makivit. The Takas Makiv Sabroch, they had a membez over there. If you're Rogel and Shemin, we don't have it today. We don't have the whole thing anymore. I'm not about Yitzchak. I know Loziloi, Velozivoi, Velozumoid. I don't know any of these memories. I know a Bryce, Masnis the Adina. Dom Rabuda Marava, Amil Masita Tona, Viskadish the Mail Maim Rishainim, Isim Kedoy Shemel Machroinim, Kikodish the Shemin, and Yashem Lakeim Zubroch. Because once it's Rogel, then it's Yadayim Zuhomas. Why is it possible right now?